Countdown to the NFL opener. We're amped for it. Chiefs Ravens is legit. You got Eagles and Pack tomorrow night in Brazil. We're going to do a ton of NFL. We'll put a wrap on this Ward Manuel thing. We just wanted to at least do a couple segments on it because the comments were zany. And again, ain't no gun to your head to do a podcast. It's just very bizarre. If you just joined the show, it's simple. We all knew that Sharon, as of last week, was operating on a memorandum of understanding. And it's a verbal agreement. Nobody has a $30 million contract on a verbal agreement unless they have to. And then you find out several of the assistants, a.k.a. pretty much everybody except Wink, is operating the same way. Why would it be that way? Well, come to certain conclusions. The school doesn't want to be on the hook if they got to broom this whole staff out. And these guys don't have any better job options. And before you sit here trying to pimp resumes, just ask yourself, if Wink Martindale were any good, why the hell is he in college? They're not any good.
Wow.
He got run out of the last two jobs he had in the NFL. And, I mean, Wink is fun. Don't get it twisted. But is Wink good? You mean to tell me he's the 33rd ranked DC in the NFL, just couldn't get a gig? No, come on, man. Like, he's done.
He's the OG architect.
Right. The point is he may be one of the only dudes with a deal.
Yeah.
So what does it tell you about what's going on? It tells you that, like, they know – the NOA has something in it. I don't know. I will never believe. I'll continue to say this. I'll never believe Michigan's going to get hammered.
No, but I think it's more than just nothing, and that's the problem.
And you're playing Texas Saturday. Now, the good part is no one in the media is really going to pick up on this. I mean, NBC and Fox, you think Gus and Joel are going to mention it? Hell, they labeled your cheating asses as facing adversity, like you grew up poor like Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And yeah.
I had a hole in my roof in Hawaii.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Desmond's going to say anything for ESPN either. So
God almighty. Let's knock a couple of phone calls down, and then it's all NFL the rest of the way. Do we all agree?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Chris. He's batting leadoff on a Thursday. Chris, how you doing today, brother?
Hey, fellas, doing well. This is a fun topic. I'm an attorney. U of M is not my client, and Sharon Moore is not my client. So I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
Real quick correction. The way that the contracts work in the law, a memorandum of understanding, assuming that it's written down, isn't a verbal agreement. It's a written agreement, and it's really important because it's still enforceable. So here's my read. This is just a guess, but here's my read of what's going on.
Sure.
Once the NCAA investigation started, U of M probably has a giant team of attorneys. They probably did an internal investigation. Anything the NCAA knows, U of M probably knew a year ago, right? So the fact that they still came to this written agreement, it's basically like a tentative agreement, suggests that whatever the university knows, not enough to go and hire other candidates. So if they cut Sharon Moore loose now, the memorandum of understanding would likely still control. Here's what's probably happening. If they were to copy and paste Harbaugh's contract language into Moore's contract, he'd be fireable today, right? Because Harbaugh was signed in the shadow of Paterno. And so the university has very, very strict language in that contract. I actually teach this contract. You can't
oh,
use that
up.
If you're Sharon
you're
Moore.
Breaking up.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. Chris, it sounds like you're
no,
in a wind tunnel.
I think he's walking.
No, it's okay. I just want to let him know. I can't hear what he's saying.
Okay.
I'm not being rude,
so
Chris,
sorry.
In any way. I can't hear you, brother. All right, it's a little calmer now.
Yeah.
No, don't be sorry at all. I just wanted to let you know I couldn't hear. Go ahead, please continue.
So if you're Moore's attorney, there's no way you let Moore sign a carbon copy of Harbaugh's contract. Because then, you could get canned and you wouldn't be owed a dime. So that's my best guess is what's holding up everything is that they're probably trying to figure out how do we structure the language of the discipline clause and whatever morality clause, all
Chris.
That.
Well, Chris, your problem also resides in that Sharon Moore's a repeat offender. That's absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
You're spot on with it. It's complex, and it's a problem.
Yeah, it's super complicated, yeah. And so then once they hammer out that language, it all has to go get approved by people above the AD and then Ward. So I think what you're just going to see is that I know you guys want this headache to go away. It's probably going to just kind of hang around until the lawyers know what exactly they have to do to get the language to the point where it's precise enough to deal with the current unique circumstances.
Yes, and Chris, my whole point in this, because I've never gone out on this deal of, oh, they're going to get launched into space. There should happen and will happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think we live in a just world. But, Chris, the whole idea, and you're not doing it, you're reasonable, it's when a coach signs a memorandum of understanding in January, and we are sitting here in September, in season, and it's coach and vast majority of staff, I'm not going to be told by fans, not you, oh, this is totally normal, happens everywhere. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, and
yeah,
also...
No, it's definitely not normal.
And, Chris, I would say
nothing,
this.
If
Jerome Moore is your
right?
guy... Chris, if Jerome Moore's your guy, you make it happen no matter what. Even if down the line he does something stupid, the language is in there, he's still going to be our coach. So let's just make this happen. I think a lot of it is Jerome going to be the guy that leads us into that next chapter? Because if he was, this is still you get it done and you write up the language as, hey, even if you get popped for something minor like Kurt Ferentz did, don't worry about it. We still got your back.
It does make you wonder, by Ward going on that podcast and by drawing attention to something he didn't need to draw attention to, does it, and I don't know this and I don't want people to get all upset, would it make you believe, like, do you think Michigan might be turning a corner in actually trying to get a deal done?
With the NCAA?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they are. I think that if anything, we're going to work with you. We're not going to fight this. We're not going to, you know, thumb our nose at you, which is why a certain person, I do believe, didn't show up to the game last week. I don't think that he was in the foxhole. Maybe we just need to help make this go away and not be such a pain in the butt. Because as I've often said, the NCAA does not want to do this job. The NCAA is the father in the car who keeps threatening you, if you guys don't sit down in the back seat, I will turn this car around and there will be no trip.
That's why I never believed they would hammer Michigan.
Right, that's the NCAA.
Yeah, they don't want to do it.
But if the kids just keep egging and egging you on, eventually the father has to say, all right, you've been warned 10 times. Guess what? Trip's canceled.
I would just like to talk about Michigan, Texas. This is the thing. I always laugh when people are like, oh, you guys just keep bringing this up. Stop putting it in the news.
Yeah. Well, stop reading it, Mike.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just do what other people at the station do. 248-539-9797. No, I'm not, dude, I'm not going there. My whole point is your job, you don't talk about what you want to talk about. You talk about what you need to talk about. It's in the news cycle. It is news. We do a show in Detroit. Michigan's a massive fan base and a massive story. And your AD did something that I don't understand why he did it. Yeah, we're going to do a couple segments on that. That's our job. It's like a doctor only doing the surgeries he wants to do. Boy, hell of a trauma surgeon you are. Oh, open heart surgery? Nope. Not how that works. Let's do a blitz. Let's get some football. Can we talk actual football now?
Let's talk some actual football, Mike.
Let's get to it. NFL is here.